This doctor is dictating on Mary Gleason. Gleason is G-L-E-A-S-O-N. Gleason. G as in George. Mary Gleason. Date of birth is 8/25/54. Date of visit 6/22/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Christopher Larazma, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, Larazma. Next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Mary Gleason for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, Mr. President Ellis. This is a this is a 67-year-old lady who has a past history of multiple sclerosis and a history for rheumatoid arthritis. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. And as recently been treated for an episode of COVID-19 pneumonia, documented in May 22. The patient at the time had a chest x-ray which showed bilateral patchy lung infiltrates. She improved over a period of 2 weeks and still remained short of breath with activity. And has an occasional cough, but denies any chest pain, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history has included history of rheumatoid arthritis and a history for ulcerative colitis. She also had multiple sclerosis diagnosed several years ago. And is under the care of a neurologist. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. The surgical history includes a cholecystectomy in 2018. History of colon resection in 04 for diabetic colitis and diabetic colitis and ulcerative colitis. She has had colonoscopies. Oh, I'm sorry. The patient had no recent colonoscopies. Her multiple sclerosis was diagnosed in 06. But is not on any specific meds for it. She has kidney stones and a history of patellofemoral stress syndrome. Next paragraph, allergies to pollen and dust. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit. Does not drink alcohol. Worked as a nurse. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of a stroke, age 89. Father died of COPD at 86. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and muscle weakness. She has no glaucoma, but has cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath, cough and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleed. No diarrhea, constipation. She has mild leg swelling, no palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no easy bruising. She does have joint pains and muscle aches. And she has no headaches. I'm sorry, she has headaches, but no seizures, no memory loss, but has numbness of the extremities and no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist. Included esomeprazole 40 milligrams daily, methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, 8 tabs weekly, and Nexium 40 milligrams a day, delete Nexium, it's esomeprazole. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallocyanosis, clubbing up, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 92, respirations are 20, temps 97.5, weight is 195, saturation 95. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery but otherwise clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, S2, no murmur, S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness, bowel sounds active. And extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression. Number one is COPD with chronic bronchitis. And number two. History of number two, history of multiple sclerosis. Number three, rheumatoid arthritis. And number four, history of colon resection. With ulcerative colitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue the patient has been advised to use a Ventyl and HFA inhaler. Two puffs QIDPRN. Also was advised to get a CT chest with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC complete metabolic profile. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. a copy for Dr. Christopher Larazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, M-D. Yeah.